Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Whitson. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from May and he is out, Lemaster applying the tag. One out. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu hits a pop-up towards short. Lemaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is hit by the pitch. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain bunts in front of the plate. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randle moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner moves to third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson fires to first and picks off Thompson. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0-for-0 in the game. Strain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strain moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strain moves to third. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a line drive towards third. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biotner, who is chasing the ball. Whitfield reaches third base with a triple. Strain scores. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa now playing center field. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeJesus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Figueroa moves to second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive towards first. Ivy catches it and steps on first to double up Biotner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards first. Buckner catches it and steps on first to double up Strain. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a line drive towards third. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Figueroa hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Strain hits a fly ball into center field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.